Hi there. The word for you today is love your church. Jesus does. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, we read, "The many parts make up one whole body." Paul writes, and I quote, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body." Let's use what may seem like a ridiculous illustration to show you how important it is for you to find your place in your church and begin to exercise the gifts, the spiritual gifts God's given you. Imagine your foot no longer wanting to be part of your body, and when you ask why, it starts saying things like, "Well, I'm tired of getting walked on and dragged through the mud. Other parts of the body get off easy, but I have to do all the heavy lifting. Nobody appreciates me. They talk about beautiful eyes and hair and lips, but nobody writes songs about feet. So, I'm leaving." And when you inquire what your foot's future plans are, it says, "I'm just going to sit home and watch Christian TV." Now, Christian broadcasting is a great thing, especially for those who are shut in and can't get out to church. But when you leave a church without God's permission, you no longer function as He designed you to. You may have peace for a while, but you'll have no real fulfillment. And because you were cut off from your spiritual food supply, you're not going to grow into maturity. Yes, writes Paul, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, "I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand," that does not make it any less a part of the body. God has put each part just where He wants it. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. Here's the question. Why should you come back to church? Answer: fellowship, for food, function, and for fulfillment.